Hello, I'm David Ridgway, hypnotherapist and personal development consultant. Just a couple of safety issues before we start the program. Please do not listen whilst driving, operating equipment or machinery. And for the best results, make sure that you're sitting or lying down comfortably and that you're not going to be disturbed for the duration of the program. And I'd like to reassure you that the content of this recording is entirely safe. At no stage will you lose the ability to end the program. You will always remain in control. And if you do fall asleep whilst listening, you'll always awaken quite naturally whenever you're ready. Thank you. And now we are ready to start. Making sure that you're really nice and comfortable now, I'd like you to start off by closing your eyes. Just let your eyelids feel heavy. And the reason I ask you to close your eyes is to encourage you to think and feel inwardly. Become aware of your inner responses. After all, we spend most of our waking lives looking and feeling outwardly, responding to external stimulation. We become almost unaware of the fact that all our real responses are located within. Our powers of feeling, reasoning, dreaming, and imagining are all located within. And these are the powers that we're going to use in response to the work that we're about to do. The next thing I'd like you to do is to concentrate on your breathing. I'd like you to take 3 very slow, deep breaths, holding each breath for the briefest moment before you exhale. Just long enough that your lungs feel comfortably full, but not long enough to induce any tension whatsoever. Then give yourself up to the whole process of breathing. Deeply, very deeply, and comfortably. It's something that we take so much for granted, but it's well worth thinking about. So just let yourself be aware and concentrate now on your breathing. Feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and you breathe out. Feel the air coursing throughout your lungs, feeling it coursing throughout your consciousness, with its effects flowing throughout your body, flowing through your arms, down through your legs. And go on breathing slowly, deeply, and regularly. Slowly, deeply, and regularly. Just as you breathe when you go to bed at night. Your eyes are closed, so comfortably closed. So just keep them closed as you listen to this recording. So just relax there now, breathing slowly, deeply, and regularly. And as you relax, I want you to listen to the sound of my voice. I want you to concentrate only on the sound of my voice. You may still hear all kinds of noises from the world around you, all the sounds you'd expect to hear, the absence of which may even upset you a bit. But you'll find they don't disturb you at all, because they're just the background noises of living, of the world outside letting you know that all is well. So as you hear each noise, it will simply reassure you and help you to relax even more easily and deeply. So just listen to my voice, concentrating only on my voice, as you relax so comfortably there. And now I'd like you to think about all the different parts of your body. From the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And I want you to become aware of any areas of discomfort. So that as you breathe in, you can send that breath all the way down to that part of your being, to dissolve away the discomfort. And as you breathe out, so you release that discomfort. And as you relax there now, I want you to focus your attention on your feet and your ankles. Just become aware of all the work that they have to do, bearing your weight as you walk around under all conditions at all times of day. But they've got nothing to do now but relax. So just let them relax. You may become aware of a little discomfort in your feet and your ankles as you let go of the tension, but that'll soon dissolve itself away. And I want you to draw that relaxation up through your legs, relaxing your shins and your calf muscles, your knees, your thighs, the upper and lower muscle groups there. And let this relaxation spread throughout your legs. And think about your pelvis, the central axis of your body. Think of all the work that this part of your body has to do. Bending, twisting, turning. It's got nothing to do now, so just let it relax fully. Drawing it up through your spine, the support system is the upper half of your body. Well, let it mold itself into your resting place now. Feel its elasticity returning. Think about your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, the wrists, the hands, and the fingers. And just let the relaxation spread like a cloak from your shoulders right down to your fingertips. And think about the muscles at the back of your neck and the back of your head, where so much of our tension seems to find its origins. Let them relax now. Up over the top of your head, down over your face, relaxing the muscles in your forehead, around the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the cheeks and the jaw. All the muscles we use to express our feelings and to project our personalities. They've got nothing to do now, so just let them all relax. Think about your tongue and your throat muscles, the muscles in your chest, muscles in your stomach. Let them all relax. And from some central point in your awareness, just imagine that you can link together every single part of your body with all the other parts of your body, so that as one part relaxes, all the other parts will relax together with it. Deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper. And I'd like you to imagine yourself now standing on the top of a hill on a warm summer's day, standing in your bare feet. The sun feels warm on your face, a gentle breeze that's cooling you. And as you look out across the valley below, you can see fields stretching away into the distance, with hedgerows and trees, animals lazing about in the sun. And the world is a maze of colour. Green grass, the flowers, the trees. There's a haze that hangs lightly across the sea. and you can see a lazy river meandering through the valley, linking together two villages, seeing their houses clustered around the central squares. And now I want you to feel the grass underneath your feet, so cool and soft. I want you to feel the warmth on your skin. And I want you to start slowly walking down the hill. And with each step down the hill that you take, you're feeling more and more relaxed, more and more peaceful. And as you look on further down the hill, you can see different colored bands of flowers. And the first colored band you come to is a band of red flowers. Beautiful, warm, red flowers. You can feel them brushing against your legs. And if those flowers have a scent, you'll be able to smell it. And you pass on through the band of red flowers into a band of orange flowers. Then yellow, then blue. And the orange flowers burn with an inner glow, while the yellow flowers reflect the light of the sun. And with each step that you take down the hill, through these bands of color, you feel more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, more and more peaceful. And as you walk through the blue flowers, you find their color is soothing to the eyes and peaceful. You can feel their peace coming over you. Their perfume is delightful and heady. And you pass on through the blue flowers and back onto the grass again. You pass on down to the bottom of the hill. And at the bottom you come to a wall. It's a brick wall in the shape of a low circle. You can see over the top of that wall. And you can see that inside that circle is covered with purple flowers. The purple flowers of feeling. And I want you to imagine you're going to walk around that wall now until you find the iron gate that would let you into that circle. And opposite the gate, you'll see a park bench. And now I'd like you to imagine yourself walking over to that bench and sitting down so that you can look through the gate into the circle and at the purple flowers. And I want you to make a decision right now. A decision to go through the gate into the safety and security of that circle. And in making that decision to go through the gate, you are actually deciding to release your tensions and anxieties, to let go of the stresses of everyday life. So make that decision for me now. Having made that decision, I want you to imagine you're going to leave all those stresses, worries, and anxieties behind on that park bench. So I want you to visualize being able to take them out, perhaps in one piece inside a bubble, and place them down on the bench beside you, so that you can collect them later should you want to. So imagine doing this now, lifting out all the worries, all the stresses, all the anxieties, and placing them gently down on the bench beside you. Then I want you to walk over to the gate, which I hold open for you now, and I want you to walk through that gate into the safety and security of that circle. And I'll close the gate behind you and stand guard by that gate. And I want you to go through to the patch of grass in the middle of the flowers and lie down, feeling the warmth of the sun on your body, and taking 3 slow, deep breaths, your eyes comfortably closed and relaxing, breathing in the lovely warm breath of the sun, the breath of the flowers, the breath of feeling good and warm, safe and warm, and more relaxed, as your limbs lie relaxed and outstretched, feeling the warm weight of the sun on your skin. So lovely to rest there, so lovely to relax, deeper and deeper, and more relaxed. And I want you to realize that you've taken possession of your garden. It's your garden. Only you know where it is, where the gate is, and the manner in which the flowers are arranged. And in your garden you are always completely safe, completely secure, safe and secure from all the dangers that you fear, from all criticism, all pain, and all punishment. And now that you're in your garden, your sanctuary, I want you to become aware of how you feel physically and emotionally when your menstrual cycle is due and during your period. I want you to become aware how it affects your life, your daily routines, your relationships with others. Think about how perhaps you feel differently than at other times, how you may feel out of control of your emotions. And become aware of the pain and discomfort that you feel, and how distressing and exhausting this can be. And as you relax there now, breathing slowly, deeply and comfortably, I want you to become aware of how your body changes during this time of renewal. How your hormones stimulate the process of renewing your natural and wonderful reproductive tissue. This amazing ability your body has to keep the cycle of life fresh within you. Now, as you relax there, I want you to think about the times when you feel at your best, when you feel more comfortable and at ease with yourself. The times after your menstrual cycle has finished and things start to settle down again, and you can continue with your life feeling stronger and more positive. And as you focus on this more comfortable and positive time, I want you to realize how relatively brief the menstrual period is, and how there is a sense of relief and renewal when it's over. And I want you to realize that the pain and the discomfort, the upheaval and distress of your emotional self are a part of your normal process of life, which keeps you at the peak of your sexual health. And I want you to realize that it does not have to be as painful and distressing as it has been in the past. That in your awareness of the natural process of renewal, your body is performing its duty to the process of life. So you no longer have to be the victim of your menstrual period, to put your life on hold during it. It is a part of your natural progression through the months and years of your normal, healthy cycle of life. And in that knowledge, you can now start to let go of the pain and disruption that it may have caused you in the past. You can start to release yourself from the restrictions that your menstrual period may have imposed on you. So as you relax there now, I just want you to use your imagination for me again. I want you to imagine that just above your head, there's a disc of pure white light, a gently spinning disc of warm, pure white light. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And on the count of 3, this disc of healing light will start to move down over your head and down through your body. And as it travels down through your body, so it takes away the feelings of disharmony in your body and in your reproductive system. It will calm all the tensions, all the stresses in your emotional feelings, and soothe away the physical discomfort that you may feel as your body renews itself. So ready now, 1, 2, 3. And the disc starts its journey down through your body. Feel now as it washes through your consciousness, easing any feelings of distress or anger, bringing feelings of tranquility where there may have been disharmony. It dissolves away the tense headache, which can sometimes almost debilitate you. Feel it passing down through your body, collecting up any unease, leaving calmness in its wake. Now feel it as it travels down through your abdomen, calms and soothes away the pain of renewal. Feel now a warm, healing glow washing throughout the areas where you feel that dragging down pain. Now feel the disc continue its journey down through your legs, then out through the soles of your feet. Then be aware of it flying away into the distance, taking away all the distress of your menstrual period. And notice now how much more comfortable you feel throughout your whole being. And now once again, imagine a disc of light, a spinning disc of light above your head. And this disc of light may be tinted with a color that you feel comfortable with, a color that calms and soothes you. When I count from 1 to 3, on the count of three, this disc will start its journey down through your body and your consciousness. And as it travels down through, it revitalizes every part of you. It seems to have the power, the energy, to strengthen you and stimulate you to get back into your normal life once again. And as this light passes through you and then out of you, you will feel refreshed and renewed. You will feel calm and peaceful and able to get on with your life with renewed purpose and confidence. So 1, 2, 3, and feel that light now making its way down through you, stimulating you and refreshing you. And as you relax there now, just become aware of how calm and how peaceful you feel. And shortly again, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And this time on the count of three, I want you to take a very slow, deep breath. And as you take that slow, deep breath, I want you to breathe in all of those wonderful feelings of calmness and tranquility. Breathe them all in and feel them amplifying and recharging your whole being. And as you release that breath, just allow yourself to relax more deeply. So ready now. 1, 2, 3. Slowly breathing in now. Very slowly and deeply breathing in all of those wonderful feelings. Hold the breath briefly as you allow your whole being to be refreshed and recharged. Now slowly release the breath and feel yourself sinking more deeply and peacefully into a calm and relaxed state. And from this moment onwards, any time that you feel any signs of menstrual tension within you, just stop what you're doing. Close your eyes and take a very slow, deep breath. And you will feel those healing energies soothing and calming you. And your worries will start to dissolve, and you will automatically relax away the pain of renewal. I'll just repeat that for you. From this moment onwards, any time that you feel any signs of menstrual tension, just stop what you're doing. Close your eyes and take that very slow, deep breath. And you will feel those healing energies soothing and calming you. And your worries will start to dissolve as you automatically relax away the pains of renewal. So just relax there now, peacefully, tranquilly, safe in the knowledge that you and your body are in harmony with the flow of life itself. And when you're ready, you can leave your garden, go back through the gate, and sit again on that park bench. And you can decide whether or not you want to take back into yourself all the stresses and anxieties that you left behind. You may now feel that you can deal with them more effectively. Or you may just decide to leave them there because they're of no importance to you any longer. Or you may decide you want to remain in your garden for a while longer and just stay in that wonderful, peaceful, tranquil place. So you decide in your own time. And should you decide to leave your garden and sit again on that bench, then you will find yourself just waking gradually and naturally. And when you wake, you'll feel calm, relaxed, and peaceful. And should you decide that you'd like to stay a little while longer in your garden, then you can just drift into a deep, peaceful, natural sleep. And you'll awaken quite normally when the time is right for you. And now, as you relax there so comfortably, you can drift into a deep, peaceful, and tranquil sleep. All the information that you've learned from this session will be absorbed deeply into your subconscious mind as you sleep deeply, peacefully, and naturally. And you will awaken when the time is right for you, feeling refreshed, relaxed, peaceful, and confident, sleeping now, deeply, peacefully, in complete tranquility. Now shortly I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And on the count of 5, your eyes will open and you'll feel wide awake. And when you wake, you'll wake with a clear head, free from any discomfort or tension, and feeling the benefit of having this period of relaxation. And you feel better than you felt for a very long time. More relaxed, more confident, feeling right on top of the world. So now I will waken you slowly on the count of 5, your body and mind returning to complete a normal reality, feeling right on top of the world. And 1, slowly waking. 2, you're very slowly waking. 3, gradually waking now. 4, you're almost there now. And 5, eyes opening now. Wide awake.